There was an ominous feeling in the air as we Canadians inched towards our federal election. The Liberal Party, the one that delivered queers our equality, had been plagued by scandal after scandal. Meanwhile, the Conservative Party, whose MPs have voted against every gay-positive piece of legislation since 1994, was leading in the polls. This is the same party whose members have derided the Charter of Rights, said that homosexuality should be recriminalized, and suggested that it's okay for blacks and gays to have to work at the back of the shop. Was Canada going crazy? Was it just an illusion that we were a tolerant nation that cared about human rights? I mean, sure, the Liberals misappropriated $100 million, but what's more important here? On Election Day, however, it wasn't as bad as we thought it would be. The Conservatives won the election, but only just, with 124 of 308 seats in the House of Commons. The Liberals held on to 103, the left-wing New Democratic Party increased to 29, and the Quebec Separatist Party, the Bloc Québécois, took 51. That means the majority of seats in the House are still held by parties that support equal marriage.
I think this is a very good turn of events for Canada. Clearly the country wanted change, and I think they chose wisely in that they didn't give the Conservatives a complete majority.
Gary Mitchell is that rare breed, a gay man, who is also an organizer in the Conservative Party of Canada.
There's a lot of people in the party that have never, well, most of them have never been in government. Rather than do the typical, which Canadians are very famous for, and British Columbians especially, you know, boot the bums out and replace it with a full majority, policies aside, it doesn't make much sense when you have a lot of newcomers. So I think that's one reason why I'm pleased. Another reason I'm pleased is that it's going to keep some of the people that you've referred to in check.
Another positive aspect of the election result is that the Conservative Party had to seriously moderate its image in order to score even the small margin of victory that it achieved last month. Party members are notorious for making outrageous public statements about gay rights, abortion, and even race issues, and it's believed to have cost them the election in 2004. This time, Harper is alleged to have muzzled his candidates, barring any public comments on controversial social issues. And although he announced his plan to revisit same-sex marriage on the very first day of the campaign, even then the party seemed determined to keep the issue low-key. Lori Aaron is the director of advocacy for Egal Canada, the country's queer lobby group.
He downplayed as much as he could. He tried to get it out early and avoid discussing it. He put out 112 press releases. Not one of them mentioned reopening the equal marriage debate. It was tucked into their 46-page platform as far down as it could go and as small a blurb as it could be.
It's perhaps not surprising, then, that Aaron goes on to say,
what we saw was that there was actually no pattern. There was, when you look at the changes in this election, the equal marriage issue didn't seem to be related to the results. In other words, whether someone was for or against equal marriage doesn't seem to have had any sort of systemic result. It's also interesting, there were some focus groups done last week by a group called Navigator in Toronto, which actually the principals represent all three Federalist parties. They did focus groups only with people who voted Conservative for the first time, and in those areas where the Conservatives made gains. What they found was that nobody in these focus groups supported reopening the equal marriage issue.
Although Aaron says there was no overall relationship between same-sex marriage and the election results, two races in British Columbia saw particularly homophobic Conservatives go down to defeat. Richmond candidate Daryl Reid and North Vancouver candidate Cindy Silver are both former staffers of Focus on the Family, who have been heavily involved in the battle against same-sex marriage. Silver, in particular, was widely expected to win the riding, but ended up being defeated by a larger margin than the previous Conservative candidate in the last election. All the same, Harper's victory, even of a minority government, does mean that the same-sex marriage issue is back on the table. I asked Gary Mitchell how he thinks that will play out.
He said it's not one of his top priorities. He'll get around to it when he gets around to it. I think he'll learn that probably in a minority government, it should be one of the second or third things he does to get it out of the way. I can't see how it's going to pass. I think it would have been difficult even in a majority parliament, but definitely with a minority parliament, you add up the Bloc, you add up the NDP, and you add up the parts of the Liberal Party who are supportive of gay marriage, and the parts of the Conservative Party who are now in support of gay marriage. There's no way it'll go forward.
The Globe and Mail newspaper backs up Mitchell's predictions. Their recent poll of the new parliament showed 153 MPs in support of same-sex marriage, 136 opposed, and 19 undecided. But the fact that equal marriage may not be in imminent danger creates a unique problem for queer activists who oppose the Conservative Party based on its anti-gay record. Laurie Aaron explains.
The public seems to be ready to buy the idea that he actually is moderate. And to the extent that he continues to project that image, to act according to that costume, if you will, that he's got on, it's really going to be an uphill battle to convince Canadians otherwise. I think if he does manage to pass the unequal marriage motion, that would actually work against him. And, you know, I think it's also up to us to point out the many things that he does to roll back the clock on equality. For example, Canada's position internationally. Canada, certainly for the past 12 years, has been a very strong advocate for our equality internationally. Stephen Harper can change that with a phone call.
Mr. Harper has one shot at this.
Gary Mitchell.
And if he blows it, and what I mean by blowing it is allowing, as the leader of the party, the social conservatives to be front and center and dictate the agenda, he will blow it. If Harper moves and actually does anything that would take away our rights, I predict that the conservative movement and party will be finished in this country.
For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.